Al Soto here with actor extraordinaire Cress Williams, Black Lightning himself, here at AwesomeCon 2018. Cress, are you excited to be here at AwesomeCon?
I am. It's my first like kind of real con. It's my first, you know, time being at a table, and so, you know, it's really cool. I'm having a good time, and I can't wait for tomorrow.
I mean, I gotta say, congratulations on Black Lightning. That must be awesome, especially black superheroes coming to the forefront with Black Panther.
Yeah.
Can we say the same thing about Black Lightning, of getting African-American actors to the forefront and being superheroes as well?
Oh, for sure. And I think, you know, even more so because, you know, as great as, and I took my whole family to see Black Panther, and great as it is, and I know there's going to be sequels to come, you know, this is something special because it's in people's living rooms, and it's every week, you know, for years to come. And so I'm really excited to see what's the end result 10 years from now, the effect that it's had on our culture, on our society.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now you're part of the Arrowverse, which means you could cross over with The Flash and Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. Who are you looking for forward to working with the most?
You know what? Well, Supergirl will be fun because just I love Kryptonians. You know, I mean that whole thing.
There you go.
But it'll be interesting to see. I'm really excited about our whole kind of superhero family developing and becoming like our own little Justice League. So.
That's going to be dope for sure, for sure, for sure. Tell us a little bit about the casting process of how you ultimately got cast in that amazing role as Black Lightning.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I mean, it was kind of traditional. Like, I was aware that they were writing a script, and I've always wanted to play a superhero. And so I was just kind of like, okay, I want to see what this is like, and I'd like to get a shot. And I read the script and saw, like, really the world that they had created and what it was really about. It was even more than I could have hoped for. And honestly, I went to an audition like any old audition, but when I read the character, it was just something that really resonated with me that I knew I didn't want to jinx it, but I just felt like it was meant for me. And after that audition, very quickly after that, I went to my final callback, and then about a week later they said job is yours, and apparently behind the scenes it was kind of already meant to be. So yeah.
Now, like the other CW shows, they shoot in Vancouver, British Columbia. How do you like shooting up north in Canada?
Well, we actually shoot in Atlanta.
We're
the the lone show in Atlanta right now. It's been a blast. I love Vancouver. I've shot there before.
Okay.
But kind of the world and city and everything that we've created in our show, Atlanta really lends itself for it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I know they don't bring the television DC universe to the on-screen universe, but if they, the film universe, the movie universe, that is, if you were to interact with one of the DC film heroes, who would it be?
You know, Batman obviously would make the most sense. I mean, even if you go by the comic book, Black Lightning and Batman, you know, anybody's a fan of the comic book, Black Lightning and Batman actually have worked together. You know, Black Lightning becomes part of the Outsiders, and I feel like they have the same kind of sensibility of, like, grassroots hero, you know, heroes, being heroic in a grassroots level of affecting their community in a grassroots level. So they'd be the best.
Awesome. Guys, it's awesome here with Cress Williams at AwesomeCon 2018. Cress, if you could, let us know who you are, Black Lightning, and you're on Below the Belt Show.
Hey, this is Cress Williams, a.k.a. Black Lightning, and I'm on Below the Belt Show.
See ya. Wakanda.